Title: California Court of Appeal Rules That Partial Sale of Business Can Bind Seller Owner to a Non-Competition Agreement. Content: In Simulian vs. Life Generations Healthcare, LLC, Cal Thap 5th, 2024, WL 387-8448, Cal Thap, August 20th, 2024. The California Court of Appeal answered two long outstanding questions of California law concerning the enforceability of non-competition agreements in the context of the sale of a business. Yes, a partial sale of an ownership interest in a business may support a non-compete under the rule of reason, even though the sale of business exception under Business and Professions Code Section 16601 permitting non-competes requires the sale of an entire ownership interest and associated goodwill, otherwise it is void per se. And yes, status as a member of a limited liability company, LLC, can potentially support a non-compete during the period of membership if there is contract language imposing fiduciary obligations on the member. In Simulian, two members of the defendant LLC sold part of their interest in the company, but retained a minority membership interest with voting and information rights. The operating agreement imposed fiduciary duties on all of the company's members, including specifying that they could not to compete with the company during their membership. The company alleged that the two partially selling members breached the non-competition provision, which triggered the company's right to purchase their remaining ownership interest. The members argued that the non-competition provision was per se void under California law, while the company argued that the non-competition provision had to be evaluated under a rule of reason. Until Simulian, no case had addressed the issues raised by this case. In Ixchil Pharma, LLC v. Biogen, Inc., 9 Calories, 5th 1130, 2020, the California Supreme Court clarified that the void per se standard applies in the context of employment agreements and the sale of a business, while a reasonableness standard applies to business-to-business agreements, i.e., agreements limiting commercial dealings and business operations. Previously, in Edwards v. Arthur Anderson LLP, 44 Calories, 4th 937, 2008, the California Supreme Court had rejected the common law rule of reasonableness for employment non-compete agreements, and instead held that Business and Professions Code Section 16600 rendered non-compete agreements per se void unless the agreement fell within one of the statutory exceptions. Generally, the sale of an entire business interest and associated goodwill. It was unclear following Ixchil how courts would apply the new rule of reason standard for business-to-business transactions outside the joint venture context of that case and whether courts would broaden the scope of the business-to-business exceptions beyond the three statutory exceptions set forth in Sections 16601, 16602, and 16602.5. In Simulian, the California Court of Appeal held that the reasonableness standard also applies to partial sales of a business under certain circumstances. In reaching this holding, the court began by looking to the purpose behind Section 16600, a settled legislative policy in favor of open competition and employee mobility. The court reasoned that in the partial sale of a business, the seller remains an owner of a business and may hold some degree of control over its operations and that, d.u.e. to that ongoing connection, non-competition agreements arising from a partial sale must be evaluated under the reasonableness standard to determine whether they have pro-competitive benefits, under Simulian, whether a non-competition restriction will be upheld in connection with a partial sale of a business requires an evaluation of whether the restriction is more harmful or helpful to competition and is reasonable in light of the seller S ongoing connection with the company when considering the facts peculiar to the business in which the restraint is applied, the nature of the restraint and its effects, and the history of the restraint and the reasons for its adoption. The court explained that after a partial sale, selling owners may owe the company a duty of loyalty that prohibits them from competing with it, and that adopting a void per se rule would unnecessarily interfere with these fiduciary duties. The court also held that while the California Revised Uniform Limited Liability Act does not include a de facto imposition of fi